The RHI inquiry enters its 44th day next week. The investigation into what was labelled Northern Ireland's worst ever financial scandal is expected to hear from key witnesses like Arlene Foster in April. So far, the inquiry has heard from civil servants and others to try to find out what led to potential overspend. Sam McBride has been covering the inquiry for the newsletter and iNews. Good morning to you, Sam.
Good morning, Steve.
Give us an update of what we've learned so far then from the inquiry.
I think in the summary, the first stages of the inquiry have been very bad for the civil service. They've exposed very deep incompetence in some cases and very deep systemic practices within the civil service, which have implications far beyond the RHI scheme. I think many people will be interested, obviously, as Arlene Foster comes to give evidence as to what this means for her. She has come out of the first stages of the inquiry, I suppose, with a bit of a mixed picture. On the one hand, it's very clear that she was misled by her officials on several occasions. They would say that was due to errors rather than anything that was deliberate. But really, time and time again, pieces of paper were being put in front of her which were deeply misleading or inaccurate. And really, there's been very little argument from a lot of the officials as to that being the case. Having said that, there have also emerged several of the points at which Arlene Foster was personally warned, or her special advisor Andrew Crawford was warned, that either there was abuse of the scheme or that there was very deep potential for abuse, and that there was in it a perverse incentive. So she will be pressed, I think, probably over several days on some of these issues, and then will be coming back much later in the inquiry for looking at really the final stages of the scheme as it was reined in at the very end.
RHI was so huge a story at the time, Sam, as you well know. You were covering it in depth. How come there hasn't been as much public interest in the inquiry?
Well, I think the nature of any of these things is that, I suppose, that there is so much coverage of one issue that people perhaps think they know the story. I think that is one of the difficulties for Arlene Foster, that a lot of people made their minds up very quickly. She handled it very unimpressively, I think, at the time. But really, people have not been following this quite as closely. I think, having said that, there have been people who have been following this. I know that some very senior people in Whitehall have been following this very closely. And I think that is probably going to have very significant implications for the Northern Ireland Civil Service as much as anything else. But it still remains to be seen, I think, that there are very big, big questions, not just for Arlene Foster, but for other key DUP figures, and in particular, her former special advisor, Andrew Crawford. So this is something which I suppose some people might not have been following closely up to now. I think once those people come, there will be an element of this being box office to a certain extent, because they're there in front of a camera being grilled for hours on end. I think it's inevitable that something very interesting will come out of that.
Is it your view that Arlene Foster's political future rests on how she performs at this, or is she through the worst?
I think it's very difficult to say that, and I think that her political future has really ebbed and flowed over the last year. It's not in a good place at the moment, and that's really nothing to do with RHI, it's to do with other issues. And I think that because she is a weakened leader at this point, and because power has really shifted within the DUP to Westminster from Stormont, where she is particularly vulnerable. So if something very significant comes out at this point, it might just be the straw that breaks the camel's back. But having said that, really, I think her chance to stay as leader of the DUP has really been helped by the fact that nobody seems to want to challenge her. If somebody challenged her, and that was a serious figure within the party, I think this could be very significant.
So when can we expect to see her, Sam, at this inquiry?
There has been no official date yet, but as I understand it, the expectation is that very soon after Easter, so in about 3 weeks' time, both she and Andrew Crawford are expected to give evidence.
Okay, Sam McBride from the newsletter, thank you very much indeed. And don't forget, you can get a complete picture of what's been uncovered from the inquiry so far by visiting the BBC Northern Ireland online news website.